That's the doctor's thing I'm dictating from the Willard Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Last name is Duconge, D-U-C-O-N-G-E. Date of birth is 12-24-1946. Date of evaluation 12-9-2022. HPA history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety and review efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is 75 years old. Female who was admitted here on 12-6-2022 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Farmington Hills. I reviewed a patient's chart. Patient has multiple medical problems, including non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, diffuse large beta cell lymphoma, COPD, chronic respiratory failure, interstitial pulmonary disease, muscle weakness, dysphagia, history of septic pulmonary embolism, hypophosphatemia, hypokalemia, diabetes, anxiety, protein calorie malnutrition, intraductal carcinoma in situ of right breast, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, period. Patient was admitted here on Sertraline 25 milligram once a day and Xanax 0.5 milligram Q12 hours PRN. Period. Patient reports that she has always been anxious and has been taking Xanax for a long time. Patient stated that she does not want to be on Zoloft and reports that Zoloft gives her, quote, bad thoughts, unquote, and made her more depressed in the past, where she wanted to jump off a banister. Patient asked to be discontinued of Zoloft now. Patient denied any feelings of persistent sadness, hopelessness, or suicidal ideation. Period. She denies any paranoia, delusional thinking, or hallucinations. Staff reports no behavioral. Problems. Next paragraph. Review system. General weakness. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, non-reported respiratory history of shortness of breath, gastrointestinal, poor appetite, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempt denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship. Widowed, number of children. Patient reports that one son died of heart attack and one is living. Current occupation, not working. Patient reports that she grew up in Alabama and had 3 years of college education. And reports that she worked in childhood growth and development. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history as reported in HBI, surgical history, see chart, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medication, Sertraline 25 milligram once a day, and Xanax 0.5 milligram Q12 hours PRN. Next paragraph, mental status exam, blood pressure 152 or 74, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general thin looking female, demeanor cooperative, motor movements weakness, gait lying in bed, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric and anxious, thought process intact, association normal, thought content no, suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, fund of knowledge fair, judgment and insight fair, sleep and appetite poor. under assessment and plan. Generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1. Plans continue. Xanax has prescribed number 2, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0. Plans discontinue Zoloft at patient's request. Patient consented to trial of Remeron, 7.5 mg HS to begin with. Peter Remeron can improve patient's mood, calm anxiety, calm insomnia, and stimulate appetite. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, peer notifier service for persistent changes in mood, behaviors, or any medication adverse effects will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of mirtazapine or Remeron and benzodiazepines, risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.